finding time to develop your goals and passions. Cooper and I were talking about this morning, and you know, it's really hard to find time to get into blogging or learn social media or write your book or really develop whatever it is that you passionately want to get into. It's really hard when you're working full time and you've got to get up in the morning. A lot of people have kids to get ready for school. And then of course, when you come home, you're pretty much done for the day. It's, you know, you might get to the gym or do something else like that. But really, the thought of sitting down in front of a computer and working out your life is tiring. So I wanted to talk about just a few tips that I've learned, mostly through running my own business, actually, and learning to design my own time. And there's no reason why you can't do this even when you are working full time. Again, it does take practice and it takes dedication, but hey, if it's your dreams, then you've got to find time to make it happen. You've got two choices. You can either continue doing what you're doing now, or you can work towards the life that you aspire to have. So, you know, if the second choice is yours, then maybe keep listening. My world has become all about my morning. And I've seen this spoken about at a number of conferences and things and workshops I've been to. If you have to get up a little bit earlier to make things happen, and I'm talking 15, 20 minutes, that's it. 5 to 10 minutes right at the beginning of your day. Please don't start with emails and the news and depressing stuff like that. Your first 5 to 10 minutes of the morning should be about you writing down an intention for the day or writing down something great that you want to happen. Something along the lines of, I will have a productive and positive, happy day. Or, I intend to make today awesome. It can be anything like that. Just keep it positive, and I'm sure at the end of the day you'll see that it's happened. But write it down. And then, but with that intention or reading your goal or your desire statement or whatever you've already pre-prepared, just sit down and take 3 to 5 to 10 minutes just breathing on that and pondering it before you get into your day. Really feel it and get into that high state and that happier state before moving on with anything else in your day. So that's exactly how you should start every day. Don't get distracted and do other things. Start it like that. Also, I read recently that having a cup of tea or coffee, very first thing, is not the best time to actually have your caffeine hit. Leave it an hour, which therefore gives you more time to sit down and do this stuff first. Now, I did share that coffee story on social media too recently, so you might be able to find it there if you catch this recording soon after I've uploaded it. The second part of your morning, after you've pondered your big idea and your intentions for the day and just had a little breathe on it, or meditation if you will, 15 minutes of doing. That can be whatever, it doing something towards your goal, whether it be blogging, writing, podcasting, whatever you like, just dedicate 10 to 15 minutes doing something. If you're wanting to build your social media following, spend some time looking at some articles and maybe buffering them out. Drop me a line in the comments below if you need some advice on that. But just 15 minutes doing. Okay, and then get on with your morning. Now, during the day, daydream. Ponder your dreams. Ponder your thoughts. Write some goals down. Don't forget, you can do this stuff during the day. Even when you're at work, you've got a lunch break, or take one at least if you don't already. Use it wisely. When you come up with ideas, and you should start to really notice ideas, and be aware of when inspiration strikes, but don't let it go. Write it down. My favorite apps are Evernote and Voice Recorder. You can put them on your phone or your iPad or whatever, but just take that note down right away so you don't lose the inspiration or the inspired idea, and take action to follow it up if and when relevant. Another tip is, and I know we get heaps of emails, but you can use your inbox wisely by signing up for e-alerts or emails on either training, so webinars and workshops and things that will help you garner the knowledge and information you need to further develop in the area that you want to, whether it be writing courses or learning more about content or creating webinars for your business, whatever. Find those things, keep an eye out for them, and sign up, and they'll come into your inbox, and spare some time to pursue those training opportunities, which are mostly free. We are so lucky now. Also, with your e-alerts, sign up to magazines or e-news that provides quality content and news links or stories, feature story links in your inbox, so that you can open those up and use an app like Buffer to share those across social media, so that, you know, you're further positioning yourself as an expert and authority in your field by sharing content that's relevant to the area that you talk about and that you dream about and that is you, really. Another valuable thing you can do, which again is totally free, is use your YouTube channel. So sign up for YouTube if you haven't already. It's really easy. It's just like signing up for Facebook. And you can set playlists up in there. So spend some time, and this could be part of your morning activity, spend some time finding motivating videos. They can be from 5 to 50 minutes long, whatever you like, and save them to your playlist. So if you want more money in your life, look up videos on attracting abundance and money. Or if you'd like to learn meditation, look up 5-minute morning meditation on YouTube and save these kinds of things into your playlists. And the more you search for things, for content rather, on YouTube that inspires and helps you, the more YouTube will start to recommend similar types of content to you. So you'll start to discover users who share these kinds of things, and then you can subscribe to them and then save more of these videos, because often you won't have time to watch them then and there, but save them to your playlist so that when you do have that 5 to 20 minutes in the morning first thing, or even before bed, you've got the content there. You can just select something that's relevant and play it and be instantly motivated and inspired. Again, all for free. And finally, speaking of bed, before you go to bed, just reflect on what you did through the day. Did you do something, just one tiny thing, take one tiny step towards your goals and plans and dreams? You probably did. So give yourself some credit for that. If not, consider how you might be able to take one small step tomorrow, because each inspired action will take you a step closer to the life that you that you pursue and that you dream of for you and your family. But only you can make it happen. No one else is going to make it happen. So put the time in, and I'm sure you'll be pleased in the end. Keep your spirits up, and for more like this, stay tuned to travellivelearn.com.